Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be militant. We're going to be so militant, we're going to be saying G.I. Joe is the way to go, something like that. Today I've been watching the programs, like Unposted, Tucker was talking about Ontario, Premier Ford made some comments, Trudeau made some comments. Are you understanding what's going on if you're Canadian in Ontario? They are bringing in military law. They have used this convoy as an excuse to take away your civil rights and liberties and your entitlements, and now they're bringing in military law. What they didn't realize was that they were going to have numbers far exceeding what they can safely handle. But mark my words, we are in military law. Ford is now saying, well, we got the court order, and the court order is now giving us the right to, $100,000 fine, shut down your license, they're going to arrest you, things are going to get bad. You know what we need to do? We need to take that little fat bastard and take him out of office and have him put in jail for treason and betraying the country. Same with Mr. Trudeau. Mr. Trudeau says, you're breaking the law. You're part of this situation. Whatever happened to freedom of protest, freedom of expression, the right to protest? No one's breaking the law except the government. The government is instituting martial law. See, what they figured was going to happen, everyone was just going to keep on caving in, so that they could slowly slip into military. Now they realize they got to do it now or else they'll never be able to. All these protests, they have to continue. What the truck drivers should be doing is parking the trucks, cross them every which way, create boxes and squares, lock the truck, and go home. But now Ford has a better idea. Put a Dodge in your garage. You know, that's his idea. Has decided to stop the other funding place out of Florida. They're going to freeze the assets, which are now going to drive everybody to Bitcoin, which is the plan. This is the plan. The plan is to get you used to being digitized in your currency, because now once you start surrendering your money to Bitcoin or crypto or to whatever else, you will lose your power. You will lose the power you have right in your hand. My suggestion to you would be to send them a check. Fuck Bitcoin, fuck crypto, because you're playing right into their hands. They already got you using a debit card and a credit card to go buy shit you don't need. They already got you used to the idea of using a digitized currency, and you don't even realize it, most of you. So when you got money in your hand, you got control. When you got money in your hand, the business starts to salivate. They start reacting like a junkie, drooling and a politician's worse. Politician's a prostitute in the street corner on a Saturday night, ready to get your money before you even get your paycheck. They already taxed you. And that's the other thing that we need to start to think. Why are we paying taxes to an illegal government? Why are we supporting these fucking dictator wannabes? Quit paying your taxes. I know that's a concept for Canadians. That's a out there kind of, not pay taxes. Everyone's been so used to paying taxes, they think it's part of life. All these taxes since the Second World War have been illegal, even in Canada. We're going to have a tax to pay for the war. That fucking war's been paid for 4 or 5 times by now. Now we have an alcohol tax. Every year they were raising the taxes on alcohol and tobacco. Because they could get away with it. Why are we paying $26, $28 for a 750 ml of any kind of alcohol, brandy, vodka, gin, rum, whiskey, bourbon, whatever? You go across the border, it's more than half. Buy a bottle, you can buy the same bottle of brandy in the States for $12, 750 mils, and here it costs you $28 to buy a bottle of Remy. Really? I had a guy years ago worked at Hiram Walker here in Windsor and showed us a little card. For a 750 ml bottle, Hiram Walker only at that time only made like $2 on every bottle. The rest went into taxes. $28, 26 of it went into taxes. The $2 went toward the company. Imagine that. Imagine that. We are paying these bastard tax dollars, okay, in order for them to enslave us, shackle us, you know, and to take away more and more of our entitlements. Because the World Economic Forum is controlling this country. For it's part of the WEF, so is Trudeau, so is his cabinet. Probably so, same with the cabinet of Ontario. And instead of removing the fucking mandates like they should have a long time ago, they want to maintain it. I even got a thing here showing how Trudeau and these politicians are getting stock options from the drug companies. This is why this has been going on. There has never been a pandemic, ever. I always say this many a time on the show. If any of you actually had seen a pandemic, you know, actually knew what one really was, everybody in the city of Windsor, city of Essex, city of Leamington, or town of Leamington, Wheatley, Tilbury, you know, Tilsonburg, Ridgetown, you know, London, Kitchener, Waterloo, Woodstock, you know, Port Huron, all the way up to Owen Sound and in between, Toronto, Kingston, Ottawa, we'd all be dead. We would have all been dead because they never were able to identify it at all. All we had was a common flu. Activated or hyper magnified by these frequencies of these towers, because these towers broke down our immune system, were breaking down our DNA so that the infection had a stronger impact. And then when you took those damn shots, now they're saying if you've taken three of them, oh well, you better go get checked for AIDS. Welcome to the New World Order. Obey us and die. Get your jab so we can kill you. Take your resources. We need your houses. We need your cars. We need your bank accounts. Give it all. We want it now. Every Canadian, American, European, African, Aussie, Kiwi, Asian, East Indian, South American, Central American, Caribbean, if I left anybody out, we work hard and long for our money. And these people that we elect or get selected is a better word. In Canada and Ontario, you know, the federal government and the provincial governments are selected. You have no vote. You think you do, you don't. Did you vote for that jackass in Ottawa to put a leash around your head? Did you vote for a jackass in Ottawa that's threatening Canadians with jail? Threatening Canadians because they protested and are tired of tyranny, are being tired of being told to put some lethal substance in their bodies that has absolutely no evidence or validation that it's even safe or tested properly? I thought, maybe it's my misconception, I could be wrong, but I thought, perhaps, that the government was there to protect Canadians from harm. And instead, they abused this pandemic. Oh, the pandemic. You know, the shit that came out of China. The Wuhan flu. Let's call it what it really is, shall we? Let's call it the Wuhan flu. Let's quit calling it COVID, because it's not COVID. COVID is, an acronym. I don't know why I got COVID. I had a guy write me an email the other day. He told me he had COVID. I said, you can't get COVID. It's impossible. You got a flu. Everyone, well, I call it what you want. I said, no, you better call it what it is. Because if you start calling things something that you got and you don't have it, you will screw yourself. See, we don't have COVID. Let's call it what it is. Let's call it the Wuhan flu. Because the fucking thing came from Wuhan, China. Shall we? I mean, why don't we start doing that? Why are we collaborating and capitulating to the media? Oh, COVID. Yeah, COVID-19. Oh, we got the Lambda, we got the Lysa, we got the Omicron, we got this, we got that. Oh, we got, let's call it what it is, shall we? That's called the Wuhan flu. And that's called, the symptomologies include the assault by 6G technology to activate a biological and nanotechnological program in this flu to further accelerate the demise of the person's immune system to infect them with a condition. Let's call it what it is. Since the Chinese are saying, well, we never identified, we can't identify it, we don't know. Came from fish. No. It came from a lab in D.C. and in Manitoba. No. It came from bat shit. Bats. No. It came from bat shit. You know. They don't even know where it came from. And people are running out there, give me a shot. Give me a shot. I would have said the same thing if it had been brandy. Yeah, give me a shot of brandy. I'll take it. Brandy. Yeah, shot. You know, this is insanity. Now we got Ford. I hope the truck drivers drive right down to Queens Park. I hope they barricade that son of a bitch. I hope they drive out the Antifa that's parked inside the Queens Park. Put the trucks right there. And if they raise any hell, oh, I feel sorry for them. Someone's going to get an ass whooping, and it ain't going to be pleasant. If I were Antifa, I'd take, pack your bags and get your ass back to wherever you came from. Crawl back into that little fucking hole you crawled out of. I don't care about these little bastards. Seriously. And it's not being violent. I'm just fed up with having to tolerate. You know, I heard another white comment, you know, that using Bitcoin. Now, I'm not shitting you here. If you're using Bitcoin, you're considered a white supremacist. How in fuck's name are you a white supremacist for using Bitcoin? But this is what the media is propping. And you know what gets me about all this? They are using people of European descent or Caucasian. You want to call them Caucasians. Making these comments. Oh, white supremacists. Yet here they are dressed to the nines. You can see they're well paid by the way they dress. The little war paint shit all over their face and the earrings hanging in their hair. Done up with this polymer wax shit they put on their hair. So that one hair, you could have a tornado blow on their skull and nothing would move. They're all dolled up, or they're all suited up with a suit and tie, $2,000 suit, and then they come out to saying, white supremacist. I mean, are they laughing at us or what? That would be like somebody who's dark skinned, you know, whether they be from African descent, East Indian descent, Caribbean descent, Hispanic descent, come out on there and saying that it's a, you know, black supremacy. It's a colored supremacy. Wouldn't that look ridiculous? You get a woman dressed to the nines, you know, she's making some money. You tell by the way she's dressed, the way her nails are done and all her jewelry and the gaudy shit wearing around. That black supremacy. White supremacy. Because people are still hung up on this idea that they're a skin color, that they're a skin tone. They're not men and women anymore. A further degradation of men and women. I'm not a color. I'm not white. Never professed to be white. And I'm not black either. I'm not purple, green, orange, brown, or red. I'm a man made in the image of God. I have a skin tone. You know, it's not white, that's for sure. So when we're talking about these things that they're throwing out there, and this is about guilting people who are of European descent. People of European descent have nothing to be guilty about. First and foremost, we were enslaved just like everybody else. My parents came over from Europe, had to work in these fucking factories because that's all they could find. Built a life, worked hard, built Canada and the United States. Okay, the Negroes were here too. They also contributed. Unfortunately, the Negroes were more suppressed and more oppressed, but they did other things to the Europeans that they didn't do to the color people by addicting them to drugs and stressing the shit out of them, putting them on constant fear and constant terror, psychological warfare, and they use this. We got to get so much far past this bullshit. You know, this divide and conquer crap. You know, French and English in Canada. Oh, French and English. What the fuck? What, really? We're worried about that when we got a dictatorship happening right in front of our eyes? Trudeau doesn't give a shit about Quebec. He can give a flying fuck about Quebec. Cares nothing. You know what he cares about? He cares about his wallet. And he doesn't care whether you like him or not, whether you agree with him or not, as long as you keep paying your taxes and you keep supporting this bastard, he'll keep on doing what he's doing. Okay, that's the bottom line. Why are we paying taxes? The government is no longer representing the general population. Why are we paying taxes? You want to really win a war here? You really want to see this really cave and cave hard? See, these people that are in power all of a sudden assume they are above us. They're some sort of hierarchy or monarchy or some sort of rulers now. They don't understand the linchpin, you know, that goes on with being in power. It's the same concept as that, the book Atlas Shrugged. I think I told you a story about that where you had the politicians and the athletes making all the money, and you had scientists and engineers and machinists and maintenance people doing all the work to sustain that society that paid the most useless part of society, which is the political and the athletic. These are entertainers. That's all they are. You know, they're entertainers, and they help in keeping things in balance while they're supposed to. You know, and when the workers, the scientists and the engineers and the electricians and the machinists and the maintenance people decided to leave one by one, the system collapsed. You should read the book. It's a very good book. Well, same thing. These bastards think because they're sitting in the seat they're sitting in, doing nothing and getting people's taxpaying dollars, how is it that that fat fuck in Queen's Park is like worth $55 million now? He didn't make it off his factory. He made it off the kickbacks he got from the drugs that they invested in. Why isn't there an investigation there? Conflict of interest. Why aren't they being removed? Then you got the Michigan state governor wanting to stick her nose in our affairs here, because you know the governor of the state of Michigan wanting to bring in equipment to move the trucks. Who stayed the fuck on your side of the border? This is a Canadian affair. What are you going to do? And I seriously hope. The Michigan truck drivers, the Ohio truck drivers, the Illinois truck drivers, the Wisconsin truck drivers, the Pennsylvania truck drivers, the Minnesota truck drivers, just jam Lansing up their ass sideways. I'm just flat out done with that stun cunt person. Sorry. That is just unbelievable what I heard. You know, that. I hope they jam Lansing. I hope they jam Lansing so hard that she has to quit. I hope they remove that thing from power. I really do. I hope the same thing happens with Ford. I hope we remove him from power too, and the MPs that are with him. And we got to do something about the Prime Minister. We got to do something about that whole parliament. That parliament is corrupt to the core. Corrupt to the core. I said this once, I'll say it again. Never, never, never trust a politician. Never. I saw a picture the other day, a picture of Paul Bear with Bill Gates. Now, I don't know what that means, if it means anything. But it makes me suspect when you are taking a photo op with one of the children of the Nephilim. So, again, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm just saying don't trust him. Don't trust any of them. See, they will kiss your ass and smooth you over. Right now, it's a popular thing to bash Trudeau. They're going to take advantage of this weak time to get on top and get rid of the Liberal government. This is what they do. They're vultures. They smell blood, and they go in there. And they see a golden opportunity. But whoever wins these elections, they got to be held in check. They got to be observed and monitored. They can no longer be trusted to do the right thing because they're too easily bought out by the World Economic Forum. The Commonwealth countries, the satellite countries like New Zealand, Australia, Canada, South Africa, the U.S., we're the experiment. Because once they get it done with us, they're going into Europe. And they're seeing all the problems that can arise right now. I would tell everybody in Europe, get armed. Find a way to get armed, you know. Learn how to make explosives. That might be the only deterrent you have. Try the civil route, try the protest route, try the legal route, provided your judges haven't been bought and sold. I'm saying this, and some of you might say it's a little bit too radical, but it isn't radical. How does the judge, or the current court system, give Ford the right to do what he's doing when nobody's breaking the law? Where people protest and how they, as long as they're not destroying or damaging anything, why would the courts approve of this activity? Does that tell you maybe they're bought out by the drug companies? We need to question these systems that we are adhering to. We need to question these systems that everybody is thinking is there for our benefit. Are they? Are they? There's an incident here that I recorded as well where a woman wrote something on Facebook in, in support of the truckers. She had an OPP knocking on her door, giving her documentation. Basically, they were telling her, we're monitoring what you're saying. We're monitoring what you're doing. I had something come here this week. The gas company's supposed to be putting in a new line. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I get two letters and the guy knocking on my door. I think they're letting me know they're monitoring what I'm saying and doing too. So like I said, you know, we are all being watched. I don't think you need to be afraid of it, to be honest with you. I think you need to take your stand. You know, look around outside. Look down the main streets. Look down the main hub. Do you see these places busy? Or are they emptying out? That's because, perhaps, as I said this before, maybe people are dying from these jabs, and they're dying exponentially at this point because they've already had a year of this shit in them. I had a woman write me correspond with me. 26-year-old daughter got the jab, and she's now falling apart. Falling apart. Bleeding out, headaches, body collapsing, immune system breaking down, you know. This is insanity. A sacrifice. Our young people gullibly believed in the system. Because we did not teach them properly in regarding to the system. All they saw was the candy on the candy store. They didn't read the ingredients on the wrapper saying poison, 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 poison. They took the jab so they'd go to school. They took the jab so they'd go get a job. That jab was not a requirement to do a job. The skill set is required to do a job. Now they're all going to be dying over it. Imagine that. Meanwhile, the prime ministers and the presidents and the chancellors and the monarchs are all making a massive fortune on the blood money that they're getting from these drug companies. It's blood money. You know, this is the adrenochrome money that they're making. The adrenochrome return. Because they sacrificed your kids in order to make that dollar. Why is it, this is another thing you need to question. Why is it that the pharmaceutical industry, the companies, the division that makes the vaccines, why is it that they are not held accountable? Why is it they're exempt from murder? Why? Why is that? Think about that. How do you get a politician to exempt you from your actions if something should go wrong? How is it that the FDA under an emergency act, which was pure bullshit. There was no emergency. Nobody was dying. Nobody was dropping dead out in the streets. There was no major collapse going on anywhere. Why is it that they are exempt from their activity? Why is it that their recklessness and irresponsibility is not subjected to a lawsuit? Why? See, if you do something to somebody, you can be sued. Slander somebody, you can be sued. And that's a far, far less problem than this, than being injected. But no repercussions are falling on the drug industry. Isn't that something? Doesn't that reek corruption? Doesn't that reek or insinuate very strongly that the governments are being bought and paid at the expense of the blood of your bloodlines, your sons and your daughters, your nieces and your nephews, your moms and your dads, your grandparents, your uncles, your wife, your spouse, your husband? Doesn't that make you think a little bit? Has that even occurred? I heard something else today too. It was really funny. A friend of mine sent it to me. She wasn't sure if it was funny or whatever. This woman was talking about being a vegan and that being a meat eater, again, is a white supremacist perspective. Are you fucking kidding me? Is everything now going to be tied to white supremacy? You know why? You know why the white supremacy bullshit is coming out? Because majority of the Europeans, or those of European descent, have the capacity and the functionality to think things through. As majority of those of European descent are saying no to these injections and knowing to these vaccines. Now, a lot of the colored people are also saying no. They know not to trust the government, you know, especially if they're African descent. They're saying, no way, you're not putting that shit in me. Get the Caribbean, but no, you're not putting that in me. You know, why would they trust any government? The government's always the natives, they beat the hell out of them so bad they just complied. They went to the reserves and they just lined them up and gave them these jabs. I wonder how many of them are still alive. How many lost their property? How many lost their assets because of these fucking shots? It makes you wonder. It's a war. It's a ethnic cleansing war. Are you European and you're not getting the shot? You're a white supremacist. Oh, and yet I hear Mr. Trudeau use the same terminology. I'm a white supremacist, misogynistic people. Last I checked, now, again, perhaps, maybe, he's a little weird. Nothing about him looks right. I don't know if he's a clone or an alien or whatever, but his father was Cuban, so he has some Hispanic culture there. His mother was of European origin, which a French descent, so he's got some European there, and he doesn't really look like he's really dark-skinned. I grew up with dark-skinned people in the ghetto. I know what dark-skinned people look like. He doesn't look like it. He kind of looks like what he's defining as a white person. That's what he looks to me, and yet he has the audacity to call everybody a white supremacist. Isn't he doing exactly what he's calling everybody that is of European descent, white supremacy? I'm going to beat you into submission and then say, because you're white, you're not listening to us? I mean, does any of this make sense to anybody? Or am I just the only one seeing this bullshit? Maybe because I grew up in the ghetto, I can see things a little differently. Things were black and white back then. Either you survived or you didn't. That's how it works. But, I mean, you got a guy there of European descent having the audacity to make the comments of white supremacist. Canada is predominantly European descent. You know, Nova Scotia, these people are Celtic. New Brunswick, you got a mixture of Celtic and French. Quebec, primarily French. So now are we going to call all the French white supremacists because they live in Quebec? You white supremacist Quebecers, you live in Quebec, you're white supremacist. Ontario is primarily, you know, a mixture of anything of the Commonwealth. You know, you got English, you got Irish, you got Welsh, you got Scottish, you know, you got French, you got Spain, Portugal, Germany, Dutch, you know, Ukraine, Czechoslovakian, Hungarian, Mediterranean, you got Italians, you know, you got everything here. We got the United Nations here. Manitoba and Saskatchewan, I think it's primarily Ukraine, you know, and then you get into, Alberta, probably pretty much Russian, and these Bloc countries are there. And you got a lot of Asian there as well, and you got a lot of East Indian there as well in the hubs, like in Calgary or Edmonton. In Vancouver, it's pretty much, you know, Beijing, number two. But primarily throughout the rest of the province, it's European. So most of the country is of European descent. And you do have cultural mixes there as well. You also have Middle Eastern people here too, which are considered light-skinned. Some of them are dark skin, obviously, but, you know, they all, too, would be considered white supremacists. So what's he basically calling everybody? I mean, isn't that discrimination? Isn't that racial degradation? Categorizing everybody as white? White is a color. White is a color of that you put use as paint, crayon, marker. You know, you got a white marker, white paint, white crayon. That's considered white. How come he doesn't call people people? How come he doesn't call people persons? How come he doesn't call men and women? They want to use the World Economic Forum wants to use the term humankind. No, we're not humankind. We're not going to kiss your ass and go by your definition. Go F yourself. I'm a man. There are women. Now, if you want to call yourself human, that is your affair. But I entitle myself as a man, and the people I know who are feminine, the real woman, you know, they got the anatomical features, born that way, genetically defined that way, as women. I don't have a problem with that. Most of the women I know don't have a problem with it either. They like being addressed as a woman, or by their name, you know. So, what is he representing then? He's not representing Canada or its identity, is he? So he's had five scandals, five of them. He's working on number six, and yet I have not seen one law enforcement agency charge him and have him arrested. Not one. Yet in Windsor today, I saw an activity at the bridge. They had military there. They had OPP there. They brought all this hardware. These guys are armed like they're going to the Middle East and to fight a war. To a bunch of people in a truck having a party at the bridge. They're bringing guns instead of a barbecue. I mean, really? Yeah, I mean, haven't you ever gone to your neighbor's barbecue? Didn't somebody bring meat like hot dogs or hamburger or steak or something or chicken, you know, to put on the grill? Or bring a bottle of brandy or beer or whatever. These guys are bringing guns to a barbecue. Can you imagine that? Welcome to Canada, eh? Where the Prime Minister thinks everybody's a white supremacist. Especially if you're in Quebec. You Quebecers, you white supremacist. And Ford. F.U. Ford. That's a good name for him. F.U. Ford. We should have a big board. F.U. Ford. Impeach Ford. Impeach F.U. Ford. You know, something like that. The idea that they're trying, again, these are all scare tactics, you know, because if everybody's just said, F.U., we're going to do it anyway, what are they going to do? They don't have enough police to arrest everybody, and you don't have enough jails. And you don't have the ability to enforce it. You know, this is going to get to a point where they're going to push so far. You know what would be interesting? Now, again, this is all hypothetical. This is a comic book content. comic book. If these guys came to work one day and saw Queen's Park, the building, gone. Imagine we went to Ottawa and Parliament Hill and you saw that gone. Imagine, gone. Maybe some alien would have zapped it from the sky. Maybe some directed energy weapon wiped it out. Maybe God's hand took a shaking to these buildings. You never know, you know. But this would definitely send a signal to the government, you know, not to interfere with the affairs of mankind. You cannot force somebody to commit suicide. You cannot force somebody to inject into their bodies something that's foreign, untested on human tests, oh, I should say human, people test subjects, because they did test them on animals, and in the animal test subjects, they all died. So in the animal test subject, they all died, but they've never gone down through any real testing or processing, because they were never meant to. They were meant to be utilized as a means of weaponry to wipe out the general population. The insurance companies are not honoring the claims. They're saying, since it's an experimental drug and you volunteered to take it, they are not going to... they're not going to honor any claim if something happens to you when you took that shot. Why is that? Why is it that the insurance companies also could be exempt from fulfilling their obligation? Isn't this why we pay insurance, life insurance or whatever? And yet they why are you buying insurance? See, this is how, you really want to hurt these bastards? See, buying crypto and all that crap, they'll eventually figure a way to stop that. That's if they haven't already. So, you really want to hurt them? Put the boot to the insurance companies. I guarantee you Ford will be whistling a different tune in 24 hours. If everybody canceled their life insurance policies and withdrew all their money from the insurance companies, all of it, And then if they ask why, because of Ford's policies. You know what? They'd have to honor you. They'd have to give back your money, plus whatever you earned on it. They would go broke. They would go flat out, belly up. And you know what? That's how you hurt this. This is how you hurt them where it counts. Because under the current system, we're all paying into this wheel. We're all paying... into this system, and we're paying blindly into this system. So as a result of paying blindly, they just assume you're going to keep paying without asking any questions. Insurance companies can raise premiums and nobody ask any questions, do you? Oh, the cost of living is going up, I gotta pay more insurance, and you just pay it. Some of you say, well, I can't be bothered. You better start thinking that through again. This is why we're in the state we're in, because we couldn't be bothered and we let a lot of despotic entities infiltrate our governments, and now they're trying to basically subject us to death. Have you take your own life, which again cleanses them or alleviates any blood responsibility because you volunteered. Even though they coerced you, even though they manipulated you, even though they wanted you to do whatever, you in the end had to make the choice. If everybody had said no, this would have stopped dead in its tracks. Here we are. Now we have to dig our way out of a hole. So anyway, I want to play a couple things because I want you to hear for yourself some of the shit that Ford talked about. It's amazing. Let me see if I can get it here. Hold on. Oh, no, that's a stupid car. Where'd it go? Oh, it's up here. Ah, pulled up the wrong thing. Give me one second here. All right, I'm going to play this. I want to let you listen to this. You need to hear it for yourself because these fucktards, they need to be removed. Hold on.
Hitting them good, you know. So the downside of all of this is it's turning Canada into a legitimate police state, for real.
Here's one of Doug Ford's police officers harassing a woman at her home because of something she wrote on Facebook in support of the truckers. It's one of the creepiest clips you're going to see today. Watch.
This is just some information about peaceful protests. That's all it is.
Okay, so you saw something on my Facebook?
No, on the Facebook group.
So the Ontario Provincial Police are watching what people are doing on Facebook in different groups, whether or not they're commenting, participating, liking, and you guys are now doing service calls to give people information about peaceful protests.
Yeah, it's just a proactive measure to make sure you understand your rights about peaceful protesting.
It's so great! In 2020, the Stasi are chirpy. We're here as a proactive measure to inform you of your rights, not because we've been spying on your social media. So to recap, donating to the truckers is criminal. Saying anything positive about the truckers gets the police to show up at your house. That's why truckers are the new QAnon, Russia, white supremacist, extremist threat. Our leaders in this country agree. In Michigan, dopey old Gretchen Whitmer is plotting to attack them with bulldozers. Watch.
Do police need to begin arresting people in the blockade?
You know, I'm not going to weigh into what the how they proceeded. I'm going to tell you right now, though, they have to get it done. And using whatever tool it takes to safely and swiftly end this is what we're calling on them to do.
Trucker-inspired protests in the U.S., potentially in your state, would you forcibly clear people?
Brianna, if people are breaking the law, obviously we'll assess it at the time, but we are working very closely with our federal partners and the state police. The fact of the matter is we're going to do everything we can to prevent that from happening in the first place.
Working closely with our federal partners, says the human mask lady. Keep in mind, they're not talking about ISIS. These are truck drivers, the people who bring you food. They're unarmed, they're waving Canadian flags and talking about love. A lot of them brought their kids. Should CNN's national security contributors and the neoliberal politicians who are attacking them really weigh into this fight? No, because they can't win it. One side is too sympathetic and the other is too loathsome. But they can't help themselves. They are so threatened by disobedience, they rush forward with swords drawn. They know if Canadian truckers can get away with this, the game is over. So they must crush anyone who questions the high priests of neoliberalism. And that category includes plenty of people on the right, obviously, but tellingly, it includes plenty of people who aren't on the right, but just feel like thinking for themselves. It includes anyone who invests in Bitcoin, as we said. It includes Sikh truck drivers in Ottawa who now work for Putin, and Joe Rogan, who's now a racist, and David Portnoy, who's now a sex offender, and Tavis Smiley, who's now a serial harasser. Those aren't right-wingers. They're just people who dared to say what they think. That slander hasn't worked. And it won't work here. You can't cancel a bridge full of 18-wheelers and shame them into driving away. They're going to try it tomorrow. There's going to be a showdown in Windsor, Ontario. We'll see what happens. But the rest of the world has already learned the lesson, which is if you resist, if you say, I've had enough, peacefully, cheerfully, with love, they have to pay attention. The only thing they pay attention to.
That's one. That's from Michigan. That is from the state of Michigan. And it's, they have to get it done. You know, they have to do it. She's in meddling in Canadian affairs. She tried very hard to, be neutral in the way she talked. It's all word crafting bullshit. But basically, she'll help Ford. She'll send Ford assistance over that bridge if he, she'll send it over. You know, that governor in the state of Michigan, that one needs to be removed badly too. Hold on, let me play you another little ditty here. This will be, I think, Trudeau and Ford, so we can see how we're so well represented in Canada. Hold on one second.
Comes. ...of Canada, who clearly is Fidel Castro's illegitimate son, came out from hiding to threaten the protesters directly. Watch this.
If you joined the protests because you're tired of COVID, you now need to understand that you are breaking laws. The consequences are becoming more and more severe. You don't end up losing your license, end up with a criminal record, which will impact your job, your livelihood, even your ability to travel internationally, including to the U.S.
You could be breaking laws. That was the funniest part. These are people who literally don't care about the law at all. They believe they make the law. This is the prime minister who ordered the cops to steal people's fuel. There's no law that says you can't have fuel in Ottawa. He just made that up. Now he's lecturing them about the law. And Joe Biden, who is violating federal law on the grand scale every day by importing 2 million people illegally without your consent, he's upset about the law. Justin Trudeau is so upset he's threatening the truckers' children. Quote, "It's time to go home, especially if you have your kids with you," Trudeau said. Wouldn't want something to happen to them. Trudeau also attacked the protesters for closing the border. Only Justin Trudeau is allowed to do that, which he has done for more than a year. So what are we watching here? It's more than hypocrisy. What we're watching is panic. Justin Trudeau knows that nobody joined the protest because they're, quote, tired of COVID. They're tired of tyranny. They're tired of being told to inject something into their bodies they don't want, whose long-term effects cannot be known, sold by companies that are protected, that have immunity from public recourse. We also know that what they told us to do didn't work. The lockdowns didn't work. Johns Hopkins came out and said it the other day, pretty conclusive. That's what people are mad about. They want their freedom back. They're not tired of the virus. They're tired of the leaders who use the virus to give themselves more power. And they're still doing it. Here's Ontario's premier, Doug Ford. He announced today that instead of lifting his province's useless mandates, he's going to steal the truckers' money, fine them, and then send them to jail.
There will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe. We've already started by going after the money funding the illegal occupation. Yesterday, an Ontario court granted our request to freeze the funds from Give, Send, Go for the convoy. Fines for noncompliance will be severe, with a maximum penalty of $100,000 and up to a year imprisonment. We will also provide additional authority to consider taking away the personal and commercial licenses of anyone who doesn't comply with these orders.
When you start making threats like that, you've already lost. What you're showing is that you're impotent, and that's why you're unreasonable. That's why you're hysterical. That's why you're waving your arms around telling people they're going to prison. When you start stealing things from people outside the law, speaking of the law, everybody knows you're weak. So keep in mind, the truckers raised $10 million on GoFundMe. That's a California company, but Canadian politicians had that effort shut down. Then Give, Send, Go, which is a Delaware company, raised almost the same amount, and Canadian politicians went after that money too. The Attorney General of Ontario successfully got a court order to freeze access to the $8.4 million raised on Give, Send, Go. Those funds were going to an Adopt-a-Trucker fundraising campaign. It was paying for, quote, housing, water, food, accommodations, and shuttle services for truck drivers in Ottawa. But all of that money has just been stolen by the Canadian government. It's been seized. All of this is pushing people away from government-issued currencies because they're in control of lunatics like the guy you just saw, and they're moving toward cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Just like 18-wheelers on bridges, blockchain is pretty tough for the authorities to control. Therefore, here's how you know it's a threat. The crypto guys must be white supremacists. And lo and behold, that's exactly what they're now telling us.
It's an avenue not just to make a lot of money or lose a lot of money, but it's also an avenue for money laundering. And it's also a place where white supremacists apparently are taking options. I mean, it.
You know, it's so out there, and you should see this guy. The link is there, so you'll be able to see. He's not for someone to speak about white supremacists. You know, if it came out of the wrong mouth, let's put it this way. You know, if somebody was dark skinned and said that, it may have done whatever. But they're using people of European descent or Russian descent or whatever, you know, to make these proclamations, and they're so redundantly ridiculous You know, I mean, I could arguably say she's a white supremacist for making that comment. You know, I mean, it gets and goes on and on, but I'm not going to get into that bullshit because it's bullshit, all of it. I think I've got one more. Yeah. Now, I want you to hear this. This actually ties in with the part with the leaders of our country getting, I mean, this pretty well clearly shows that they have money invested in these injections, because every time you take the jab, they see dollar signs, cha-ching, cha-ching, adrenochrome, 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 adrenochrome. That's what they're seeing, because it's blood money, your blood. Let me play this. Hold on. Get this going. Here we go.
Injection patented in 1990. This statement made by Trudeau was unfounded. What he didn't tell Canada or the world was that Canada controlled the mRNA injection platform and was going to be enriched by both Moderna and Pfizer's partnership with BioNTech. And that is because, by the way, there are two companies, Arbutus Pharmaceuticals and Acuitas Pharmaceuticals, the owners of the lipid nanoparticle licensed to both Moderna and Pfizer's BioNTech, they own it. And so the reason why I said that they would benefit from it is because they own the technology. He already knew that the gene therapy being promoted as an injection was an economic win for Canada, and therefore Trudeau's Canada had the monopoly on the world's adoption of mRNA gene therapy shots. He was not promoting science. He was promoting the Canadian economic interest in the gene therapy illegally promoted as this injection. He is not going to back down on the mandate, which is the thing that everybody's talking about right now, because he's running an illegal monopoly. And then I said he's a criminal, not a concerned leader. Now, the reason I'm saying these things is they all are factual. And the reason why that's important is to realize that this is the evidence. And by the way, I mean, there will be people who say that this doesn't meet community standards because it goes against community standards. The bottom line is this is their publication. It's not mine. This is the 10K filings of Arbutus and the copious litigation between Arbutus and Acuitas, which states, and I don't know how you missed this one if you're Allie Swenson, the alleged amazing researcher who's done such great fact-finding to destroy every sinister plot to mislead the world. Allie can't read this sentence, apparently, because she has had access to it and has chosen not to read it. University of British Columbia, certain early work on lipid nanoparticle delivery systems and related inventions was undertaken at the University of British Columbia, UBC. These inventions are licensed to us by UBC under a license agreement. Now, the reason why I said Canada is going to get paid for every injection is because they are going to get paid for every injection. That's why I said it. And if you look at the Arbutus 10K filings, if you look at the Acuitas public statements, if you look at any documentation around the litigation that went back and forth between Arbutus and Acuitas, if you go back and look at any of the litigation that went around between Moderna and these guys, because Moderna tried to get their patents invalidated so that they wouldn't have to pay the license, and they failed so that they do have to pay the license, 100% of the facts are abundantly clear. Canada gets a check every single time either Pfizer or Moderna sells a product. That is not my allegation. That is a securities filing with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, I guess we should put a caveat. These companies may be lying in securities filings, which would mean these companies would be committing felony violations of securities laws. And that may be the case. But I'm going to go out on a limb and make it abundantly clear that Justin Trudeau is maintaining an illegal monopoly. Justin Trudeau is not interested in the safety and security of the citizens of Canada or the United States. And by the way, the Biden administration has no business commenting on the peaceful protests of democracy-loving people to suggest that they should be suppressed somehow by government action or by force, because it turns out this is in fact a crime being committed by the Prime Minister of Canada, and there is no justification in any civilized society ever, no justification for a Prime Minister using the police or using the military to cover his crime.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Do you understand it? We have a Prime Minister in power right now who's making a boatload of money every time an injection is being injected in not only Canada or the United States, but everywhere in the world that's using Pfizer or Moderna. We're not breaking the law. He is. So I again ask, where is the RCMP? Where is CSIS? Where is the OPP? Where is the military police in arresting that criminal? Where? Instead of harassing truck drivers who want to go back to their lives and not being impeded or forced to take a poison, it has nothing to do with a virus. It has everything to do with selling a fucking weapon, an injectable weapon that can be put into anybody who takes these weapons, and it destroys your DNA and it kills you. Adrenochrome, anyone? Adrenochrome? This is blood money. We got one demented sob in Ottawa. And I would wager all the other prime ministers in the Commonwealth are also under the gun doing the same thing to their own people. New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, the United Kingdom, and any other colony, Canada, United States, the Caribbean, they're all in on it. There needs to be a real thorough investigation on every prime minister or premier that's passing laws to subject people to this form of tyranny and taking away their civil rights and civil liberties and their entitlements. It's there tonight. You can go look at it, share it with everybody throughout the Commonwealth, share it with everybody throughout Europe, share it with everybody throughout Africa. The poor Africans are going to get fucked hard here. They're isolated and they'll be killed. You had four presidents in Africa that got killed because they refused to take those injections. one president was a biologist. They killed him. Shortly thereafter, I'm sure they decided to poison the rest of their people. I saw one video two years ago, where kids were jumping out of the school, two-story high, jumping out to get away from getting injected. These people got more brains than we do on this side of the world. They knew that shit was going to kill them. Like I said, we need to wake up and have a sobriety about these governments. They are there to make adrenochrome, and you're the candidate. You will be the donor, because you'll be dead. They'll be rich, you'll be dead. That's the way it rolls. This is why I said never, 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 ever trust the government, ever. They will fuck you six ways to Sunday. And they've always done this. They got us into wars. They declared enemies that weren't enemies. Remember the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Look what happened to that country. Because they went and invaded the gold and the wealth that Iraq had. It had nothing to do with anything. Look at Afghanistan right now. You know, the Taliban. Ooh, the Taliban. We're going to go over there and save those people. Another war, yeah. The military-industrial complex cannot live in peace. They have to have a war. Now, unfortunately, Ukraine is the new the new victim. Join NATO, we'll drop a bomb on you. We're back at that bullshit again. Keeps on repeating itself because we don't say anything. We keep on repeating the same frickin' cycle over and over and over. Every 20 years, it's the same fucking thing again and again and again and again. 1920, we're repeating that right to the hilt. We're heading for a war. We are heading for a war. If they can't get things going one way or another, they'll get us into a war, and people will believe it. People will believe this is some divine calling to do some kind of divine work. And we're going to be in war in the name of God, country, or whatever calamity or reason. But they've always done this. In the name of democracy, in the name of capitalism, in the name of communism, in the name of socialism, in the name of the World Economic Forum. Oh, yeah, that one. Remember that? The World Economic Forum. We need to get that shit out of Canada. Period. And we need to really reevaluate what we want to be as a country. Instead of listening to these lying, satanic leaders that just froth at the mouth because of blood money. Watch these things, share them. It's important that you get all this information out. That we no longer just accept, that our leaders are without flaw. They're flawed, majorly flawed. Ford is now going to, emergency act. For what? What emergency? Did we have a major snowstorm come down and shut down the 401 from Windsor to Toronto and to Kingston and beyond? No. Did we have a tornado blow through the province and destroy everything? No. The emergency act was because there was an actual emergency that had occurred. Some kind of earthquake, flooding. And even when those things happen, the province is very slow to react. Well, we have to assess the situation here. And 3 weeks later, they decide to send one penny. Well, we sent funds to help these poor people in those hard places. Bullshit. Always bullshit. It's not about using the money that it was meant to be used. Like I said, why are we paying insurances? Because they're not putting out any money toward what they're supposed to. You ever get into a car accident, you'd rather pay it out of your pocket, because if you have to use insurance, your insurance rates will quadruple. What kind of racket is that, really, when you sit there and think about it? What kind of racket is that? Life insurance policies, which are really a joke too. Why are we paying into this shit? Why are we paying taxes? These are questions you really need to ask. You work for whatever money you work per hour. Why aren't you getting the full value of the time you're putting in? Believe it or not, 60, 80 years ago, it was the corporations and companies that paid the taxes, and the wage earner didn't. That got switched over. That needs to go back. I don't know why we're paying taxes in the first place. Do you really believe we're getting our best value for the buck with these bozos in power? You think you're getting your money's worth with Ford? You think you're getting your money's worth with Trudeau? He's way overpaid. Way overpaid. And on top of that, he's getting some kind of, stock option from the drug companies. I'm sure he got rewarded handsomely. Every time Pfizer and Moderna, sell a shot, adrenochrome, cha-ching, adrenochrome, cha-ching, adrenochrome, cha-ching. He's getting a kickback. He's getting his stocks are going up. That's why he wants to continue these lockdowns. That's why he wants to continue these mandates. That's why they're always inventing a new outbreak of some kind of virus. And some of you amaze me. Some of you read this bullshit and you fall for it hook, line, and sinker. A lot of people don't research, really. They don't. They just listen to the media or some guru alternative outpost. Read some bullshit, and they fall for it every time. You just see my emails. What do you think about this new disease? What do you think about that one? And I always tell them all the time, what new disease? What new outbreak? Why do you keep falling for the same thing over and over again? Do you not understand that a virus can take 10 to 20 years for it to mutate? And when it does, it dies? It doesn't get stronger? Does it ever occur to you that these guys are just releasing bullshit? Keep you afraid? And if there is something coming out that quick, it's coming out of a lab, not because of some natural phenomena. It's been genetically altered. Nobody thinks. It astounds me today. It actually stuns me that this many people today do not know how to see things the way they really are. Nor do they understand anything. How this is all being played. You're being played every day. New virus, a new outbreak in India, a new outbreak in Africa, a new outbreak in here, new outbreak there, new outbreak. Oh, we got it a week later. Omicron, it's a new outbreak. Oh, it's going to kill everybody. Everybody's going to die. Oh, my gosh. But it's useless. It's harmless. That doesn't do anything. You know, your COVID shot will protect you. And the bullshit, the musical chair keeps going and going and going. You know, going and going and going. It astounds me. Just astounds me, really. And this is one of the reasons why we're in the shape we're in. At one point it was 30%. The 20% of us who still didn't get the jab, we have to endure a fight on two sides. Those are illiterate that took the jab and don't know what they've done until after the fact, and the government on the other side. Unfortunately, we're wedged in the middle. But the one thing we do have that they don't have is truth. And with that truth, it gives us ways and means to solve and resolve certain things that they never will. Those who are too ignorant to do any real research, blissfully just bouncing around in life, taking one shot after another, you don't have to worry about them for long. They will be dead. They'll die. Maybe in a year, year and a half, but they'll be dead. The other is the bigger fight. The other is the bigger fight. You know. So, like I said, we need to maintain our sobriety in what's going on and not allow everybody and their mother to bullshit you with all shungites and C60s and hydrogen and, you know, scalar, all this crap. This isn't going to do a hill of beans with a bioweapon, a nano-engineered, AI-controlled bioweapon. There's nothing that any of these things will ever do. Until you understand the nature of that tech and that biology, nothing, you can't pull it out. You're not going to stop the spike protein. You're not going to drink anise tea and, oh, it's going to stop. That's all bullshit. That's just to sell you product. Until you understand how this stuff engages the DNA, how it gets inside, inserts itself, activates, until you understand that once you do this, there's no return. That's a certain level of sobriety you need to have. And if you're worried about a fucking job, you can't get a job because forget the job. Start a business, for crying out loud. You need to shine shoes. Start a business. Why do you want to enslave yourself under a yoke of bondage in that regard? Especially now they can control you whether or not you get a shot or not. You lose your autonomy in order to be a slave? A slave to dictators? Your call. All right, I'm going to let it go. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. I hope some of you actually do read it. Especially those of you who keep believing the gullible bullshit. I hope you actually read the gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Maybe that'll give you the sobriety you need where somebody actually took a stand and spoke the truth. Okay, that took courage. That took a foundation. Maybe that'll inspire you as well. I hope. Read the letters. Read how the church evolved. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Revelations. Understand where we're at in these times. And you say to me, well, I really don't want to know any of what's going on. Well, then die. That's simple. Die. More for me. I'm that easy. Yeah, I'm really that easy. The life preserver is thrown out there to you. It's up to you to pick it up. It's up to you to engage to the best of your ability with the information that you have. If you're not willing to pick up the data, not willing to grab the life preserver while you're out there drowning, then you're going to drown. That's simple. You will drown. If you don't reach out to take the assist that's being given to you, you will die. That's simple. You know, so I would encourage you to read the gospel. That might be the life preserver that may save your life. You never know. I always talk about people up at the top of the page that are doing stuff. I always encourage everybody to support anybody you want. And I won't point it, excuse me, I won't point out to anybody you choose. I did put a new link in there with Fiona. She did upgrade her page. I think it's she was showing how to build a toroidal fan. So for those of you who are looking to help block frequencies, she has a very well illustration done. So go take a look. Check out everybody out there. Now, as I always say in these shows, if you don't have any money because you're broke, because you lost your job over these injections, or for whatever reason, number one, take care of your families and yourselves. Number two, share, if you can't help financially, share the data. Share the information. Share with everybody you can, especially this information that's pertinent to everybody. I encourage you to do that. Then thereby everybody can have a helping hand. Sounds like a plan to me. All right. As I say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.